Hey everyone, it is Kevin Henry, the founder of the Dental Assistant Nation podcast. So glad you joined us today. I'm excited about what's going to happen today because I know you're going to leave this podcast feeling a little bit better about yourself as well as your situation. That's because we have the man on with us today, and that is Neo Positivity. Neo, how are you, man?
Life is good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on, and thank you everyone for listening.
Hey, so glad you're here. I want our audience to know a little bit more about you, so you mind making a quick introduction?
I am Neo from neopositivity.com. I am a mindset specialist. I know a lot of people don't like to hear the word manifesting or law of attraction, but that's how I got my start. I was a cop in New Jersey, learned about the law of attraction, got obsessed with it, retired 8 months later, and I have been touring the country spreading that message while interviewing other people who know about this message and gathering it all and just spreading it out. And that's, it's been 16 years. I retired in 2008. So 16 years I've been doing this.
It's fantastic, man. And I know you're making a difference out there. So I'm thrilled you're on with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
So let's talk about one of the things that, you know, I know everywhere you go, everywhere I've seen you at least, you have the thoughts become things on the t-shirt. You know, if you're watching us on video, you see it there right now. So, hey, tell me, where did that come from? What does it mean to you?
When I was a police officer, my old partner was a retired CIA agent, and he told me about this movie that they make all the Academy recruits watch. It's called The Secret. It's a great movie. I learned the phrase thoughts become things. Like I said before, I got obsessed with it, wanted to create my own mental exercises after, you know, watching millionaires and billionaires and movie stars use it. That's how I'm like, wow, this is a secret. People in my neighborhood don't know about this, but everybody on TV seems to. Studied them, made my own exercises, and just started going as hard as I could at manifesting everything I wanted out of life. So this phrase is everything. It's on my wristband that I wear every day. I created a poker chip just as a reminder in my pocket. When I feel it, I'm like, oh, I'll do a mental exercise. Everything I can use to, you know, I think of every thought we have as either putting food on the table or taking off the table. Positive or negative thoughts, even neutral. You're either putting food on the table or money or pulling it off. So I want to spend as much as my thoughts in the right headspaces according to what I want next in life.
And I love you've got that poker chip, just as a little reminder during the day to keep on the right track and focus on the right things. Because I think having something like that is such a great thing for all of us to have.
Definitely. In the movie, The Secret, and the book, they suggest you go get a pebble from outside, put it in your pocket. Every time you feel it, you do a mental exercise. I love life. If you don't love your life, just say yes 10 times. By the third time you say it, you'll be smiling. By the sixth or seventh time you say it, your brain will be throwing at you reasons in your life to say yes. But I kept losing the pebble, the dang washing machine. And I knew I wouldn't lose a poker chip that was worth money. And I was living in Jersey at the time, went down to Atlantic City, got me a poker chip. And then, you know, later on ended up making my own. It just says the same thing as my wristband. Thoughts become things, stay focused. And on the front, it's just a picture of me with the website and it says, thank you. And it's important that I know that thank you isn't a thank you from me to whoever purchases this from me. That's the mental exercise. A lot of times I'll have an alarm go off. I have like 54 alarms in my life that go off to do mental exercises every day. And sometimes they go off and I don't get around to it. But when I do, I'll be like, okay, what is my goal for today? All right, I want to manifest this. So my affirmation should be, wait a minute, I need to get milk on the way home. And I end up not doing it. So thank you is the affirmation. Just say that 10 times, or yes is always a great one. But yeah, all these reminders I have up everywhere in my house, my car, everywhere, because I just want to be in the right headspace as much as possible.
And, you know, one of the things I know that you talk about is limiting beliefs. And is that a matter of just being in the right headspace? Or what are some of the things that you think contribute to the limiting beliefs that sometimes can hold us back so much?
Well, it's human nature. You know, you got self-preservation. And if you say I'm a billionaire right now, something in your mind, your ego is going to click and say, no, you don't. You know what it takes to get that? How many people do you know to have that? And it's those type of limiting beliefs that are instilled in us since birth. When you were a baby, you could only reach so far. You could only scream so loud. Life has taught us limitations. Our parents came in and said, hey, we can't spend that much. It's all these limiting foundations that make us people. but they shouldn't be applied to everything, like your goals, your hopes and dreams. I understand you can only jump so high, but that has nothing to do with how far you can dream ahead in your career or your love life. So dream big. I always found if somebody shoots for $100,000 a year, they'll get like 97. You're not mad.
Not bad, right? Not bad.
You know,
hey.
But you're not mad about the situation. So if you're going to dream, dream big, you know, and those limiting beliefs, your brain's going to throw at you what it's used to throwing at you, because the brain is a muscle. It has muscle memory. Change what it's used to throwing at you and you will change everything. You will reduce your limiting beliefs. You'll be able to handle bad emails and phone calls and news more appropriately than you would before. And when it comes to making decisions, you're handling with a much more sound mind, seeing all the different objectives and making better decisions. So it's an overall mind wipe, but it's worth it.
So, you know, you told me you made that transformation after seeing The Secret and after really kind of coming to grips with everything in your life and the direction you wanted to go. How long did that take you to get to this point where you have that, the tools, shall I say, to combat some of the negative things that creep into all of our heads from time to time?
You know what? It's a life practice. I'm going to say that. It's like jogging. Once you get good at it, if you take a month off, you're no longer great at jogging anymore. I'll just say about as time-wise, as much you get in what you put out of it.
Sure.
I went as hard as I could. I was obsessed over this because when I saw the movie The Secret, I learned this Thoughts Become Things. It kind of lined up everything in my life and filled in all the blank puzzle pieces as to why things were happening. And so I really went hard doing mental exercises. But on the same note, I used to say this as a police officer. You walk into a house, family, domestic, whatever, and they expect you to fix in 10 minutes what took 10 years to accumulate. So you got to break all that down, all the stuff that was instilled into you by your parents, society. There is a level of breaking down to get to a great headspace. And a large part of that is how much you believe this is going to work. Because you could do these mental exercises and deep down inside believe they're not going to work.
Sure.
Well, you get what you truly believe. So the universe will literally make them not work if you believe they're not going to work. So that's a huge part of it. But if I had to give you a solid answer is how fast could somebody do it? I'd say as little as 16 days.
Interesting.
If you went really hard. I have a retreat that I do, a mindset mastery retreat. The next one's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona. And the reason why I'm doing it is because I can give you a million mental exercises and I can set alarms on your phone to wake you up from the current day to do them. But unless you're doing them all day, every day for the first couple of days and really changing up, mind shocking, and changing up your mindsets, it's going to take some work. So dedicate a lot of your life to it. And it's not a lot. When you're walking down the hallway from here to the bathroom, that's 10 seconds that you wouldn't be thinking about anything else. Do a mental exercise. You don't have to do anything physical. Just change up. When you're in the bathroom, if I pick up my phone while I'm in the bathroom, I slap myself on the wrist. That's not phone time. That's me time. Take that me time.
So I know a lot of assistants who will listen to this podcast will think, you know, it's hard for me to get in a good space at work because the dentist I work for and I don't get along, or I don't get along with this other person. And there's something negative there in the practice sometimes that affects them so much. What's some tips, some advice that you might give to somebody who maybe doesn't feel like they're in control of the situation, but is still trying to remain positive about the situation?
One of the biggest and strongest things that I like to implement is using everything to your advantage, which in this case, we're going to use fear. I want you to fear your negative thoughts to the point that when they creep in, you wake up from them, stop them, and do something else. If I tell you to stop taking that way home, you might stop taking that route home. But if I tell you that people keep getting robbed there every day, you're definitely going to take a different route home. So if I can get you to feel your negative thoughts, you're definitely going to wake up to them when you're thinking, oh man, I don't want to go into the work today and work for that dentist. He was such a b-hole. Yeah, you know, you'll stop yourself right then and there. And then you're going to say to yourself, okay, thoughts become things. If I want my dentist to be a better, my boss or whoever it is to be a better boss, I need to basically appreciate having a better boss. And at that point, you're dipping into some advanced techniques, which would be thinking of a previous boss from a whole other job. It could be your first job that appreciated you and you had fun at work. Appreciating that time will manifest situations to appreciate in your day now. It may just be one thing today, but when it happens, don't say to yourself, oh, he was nice for once, and then go about your business. You manifested that. You created that. I call it manifesting actions. You created that. Now use that and appreciate that. And then watch more things like that happen.
Hey, again, we're on today with Neo from neopositivity.com, talking about the power of the mindset. And Neo, you know, whenever we started this podcast, you mentioned something about manifesting and how some people kind of roll their eyes a little bit about it sometimes. How do we even just open up our minds to the possibility that these things can happen? This is a reality that we could walk into if we just give it a chance.
Quarks. Quarks. Atoms are made of subatomic particles, and subatomic particles are made of quarks. As far as science goes, that's the deepest they've been able to go with the telemicroscopes that they have now. Quarks make up everything. And quarks can only be moved and manipulated by thought, conscious effort, a goal, pushing it mentally. So if everything that makes up this desk, you, I, the air, if everything that exists, even gravity, is made up of quarks, and then quarks can only be moved by your mind. It's written on a shirt, baby. Thoughts become things. Yeah. So, you know, that's just one way that I try to explain it to people, because it is a tough concept. Even for people who are familiar with it and like it, sometimes it's tough for them to fully digest that their thoughts are creating what's happening around them because of the negative things that are happening around them. But then you just remind them, and I'll remind anyone watching, you know, if your boss or your spouse or your life is not good to you, let's just use that. Just to be generic and broad, it's not being good to you at this point. I want to ask you, what have you been thinking about for the past couple of days? Yeah. How your job sucks, how your husband sucks, how your life sucks. That's exactly what you've been thinking about. And then we're here. Thoughts become things. So you're going to have to transition. If you think of your energy like a heart monitor, you know, because boop. Well, if you're just floating in the same area, then all of a sudden you think something extremely positive, boop, and give it that spike. That ripple has to affect something in the universe. Okay. Thoughts are physical things, and it will affect something. So lean into these things, adapt a new concept, a new philosophy, a new way of thinking, and all of this will come way easier to you as you go along. But it's all about the effort. I can teach you everything today, and if you don't do it tomorrow, you're right back where you started. You have to practice.
And I love the analogy used earlier about jogging, you know, and I think we can all think about physical exercise, but so often we put our mental health second. And I love that we're talking about this, because I think there's been a stigma for so long about our mental health. And now people are starting to understand that's just as important, if not more, than taking care of yourself physically.
If your body, like, think about the last time you ate or the last time you drove home. You don't remember driving home. You don't remember the meal. You know, you just had it. And if your body's doing all that, the digestive tract and everything is going on its own, your thoughts are super duper important. They're way more important than your physical body. I always tell people, you're going to spend 2 hours in a gym today, you need to spend 2 hours in a mental gym, at least 2 hours in 1 minute, because that's dictating all of this too. And everything around you is the most important factor in life, especially if you're depressed and you're leading down an even darker path, you know, trying to do something that your family would cry about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Stay on top of it. It's a daily practice. And just like going to the gym, sometimes it's not fun. But it's, you don't even have to get up. You do it right here and no one even knows you're doing it. Do it. A lot of people don't want to sit quiet with their thoughts because their thoughts are running rampant. That will change over time. The brain has muscle memory. The less you're spending thinking all these crazy thoughts, your brain will start to adapt. Less thoughts will come to your mind. The more you wake up to the moment from this rat race that is life and just sit out here in space, for one, you start to appreciate that, right? You appreciate life. That right there is a game changer. But for two, the brain will start to wake you up more often so you can do more appreciation type exercises like affirmation. So you're going to change all of this up here and you're going to be a different person when you're done. But it's going to be so much worth it. And your family's going to love you. They're going to try. It's going to work. It's just a spiral thing.
Well, and that's an awesome thought right there, to make sure that we transition into, how do people learn more about you? I know you mentioned what's coming up in Scottsdale. I want to make sure people kind of can tap into some of this positivity, you know, and learn a little bit from you here.
One-stop shop, neopositivity.com. That's it. There's a email and text subscription for daily mental exercises and motivation. I have a morning huddle series for anyone to play at their morning huddle meetings. They're only 2 to 4 minutes long. It's not go get them tiger. It's more of a mental exercises. And yeah, everything's all on the website. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok, all that good stuff. You guys know what to do. All at the same place, neopositivity.com.
That's awesome. And obviously, we'll make sure that that is in the show notes so that it'll be easy for you to find and easy for you to connect. Neo, hey, man, I appreciate the time so much today. Thanks for bringing a little bit of positivity to us. I think we all need it.
Thank you for coming. It was a delight. I love talking about this stuff. And the future's bright. Let's make it together.
It's a beautiful thing. And thanks to all of you who listened to this episode of the Dental Assistant Nation podcast. Hey, it is all about the mindset. It's all about believing in yourself. And make sure that you're taking those moments every day to actually do that. Till next time, Kevin Henry, founder of the Dental Assistant Nation, signing off and wishing you nothing but success ahead.